For the second part of this review of our 2007 Patterns of Care study of medical oncologists, I visited with Dr. Cliff Huddis to review the findings in adjuvant systemic therapy. Dr. Huddis began our conversation by discussing the background for the focus of the first part of the adjuvant questions on the use of adjuvant endocrine therapy.
The very first effective treatment for breast cancer, and in fact, maybe the first effective medical treatment for cancer ever, was hormone therapy. And this begins with the ablation or removal of ovaries, first reported by a Scottish surgeon named Beatson in 1896. That's in many ways where medical oncology begins. And what that surgeon was doing was disrupting the signaling of breast cancers based on estrogen. He may not have known much about estrogen receptor or estrogen or any of that yet, but he knew women got breast cancer and men didn't. And I start with that because I think that if you start there, the whole thing starts to make sense. Everything since then has been an attempt to identify better, safer, more active ways of disrupting this critically important growth-stimulating pathway in ER-positive breast cancer. So, jumping ahead, tamoxifen, of course, came along. It's a selective estrogen receptor modulator. That name is actually worth emphasizing because it highlights the fact that it's not really a purely anti-estrogenic treatment. It has both estrogen-promoting and estrogen-antagonizing effects. That's why it's good in the bones. That's probably why it causes blood clots, and that's certainly why it causes uterine cancer. Those are all estrogen effects, not anti-estrogen effects. In breast cancers, it attaches to the estrogen receptor, and we say it has an anti-estrogen effect, but even there, there's a whole lot of uncertainty. It may be that estrogen would cause breast cancers to shrink. We have evidence of that to this day as well. In an attempt to build on tamoxifen's effect, even more targeted therapies, if you will, have been developed, and the most recent class are the aromatase inhibitors. And what they do is they truly starve the cancer for estrogen because they reduce the body's built-in production of estrogen, and they do it by inhibiting the enzyme called aromatase that converts precursors into functioning estrogens. That's the story. They are more effective than tamoxifen to treat metastatic disease, raising the promise that they would be more effective at treating the microscopic metastatic disease that exists in some patients undetected after surgery. That's the adjuvant setting.